Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
Today in the library we're having Schley's Big Swap. So we are having a general swap. Usually you hear about clothes or you might hear of a book swap, but we've decided to try and go a little bit bigger, hinging it on maybe the underloved Christmas presents that you got. So like the candle from your aunt that you didn't like, or, you know, the nice smelly set but you don't really use. And you think that's in good nick and you want it to come and somebody else would love it.
So if people aren't familiar with what you do in general, how would you describe Schley?
Well, Schley is predominantly development education, not-for-profit with charitable status. So we do a lot of different things depending on our projects, but we run events and activities that really hinge on sustainable living, climate action and responsible consumption. So lots of things that come underneath that, like the problems with single-use plastics or the circular economy or any different climate actions that we can kind of take both as individuals but as a collective, as a group, as a family, as a book club, all of those things. We want to encourage those big actions.
That's Sarah Keane, and Sarah is the Communications and Project Officer with Waterford Schley. And these people told me why they came along to the swap.
We really like, you know, supporting reusing things, recycling as much as we can, and I think it's really good to encourage the children not to, that just because they're done with something doesn't mean that we can't give life to somebody else and that they can enjoy it as well.
So would you be quite conscious at home as well, maybe in terms of even food waste and things like
that? Yeah, definitely would be. And even like my coat today now, I bought secondhand, and you know, I'm always kind of like, if I'm done with something, I try to either sell it on or give it on to charity shops as well. So it's something I'm very conscious of, and I think it's something that's very good to be promoting with next generation.
I thought it was wonderful that there were like local things and people were willing to come in and swap their things out, and it's a wonderful thing. Other than like promoting fast fashion and everything, there's a lot of clothes and things. I think something that you don't like at home could be someone else's new favorite thing.
So what did you pick up today when you came? Now, did you bring anything to swap or did you just come for a look?
I just came to the library, but then I was told to go in and pick something out, so I did. I picked out a sweater and two bags and a necklace.
And in general, would you be quite conscious of trying to reuse things?
Yes, I'm taught a lot more about it in school. And I think that's a good thing. Now a lot more people are aware of sustainability and the ads. There are a lot of ads promoting this. And you know what? Being aware makes such a big difference.
Executive librarian Tracy McEnany told me that the event was an initiative between Schley, Waterford Library and the environmental officer Ella Ryan, and they were delighted to host it.
It's a great initiative, fantastic. People are coming in with like bags of stuff, leaving with bags of stuff, but there was like jigsaws, wine glasses, cocktail glasses, yoga mats, roller skate wheels, the candles, everything you could think of. Oh, we had a violin actually just came in as well. So really exciting. Great success. We'll definitely have it again.
May I ask why you decided to come to the swap today?
Well, we thought it was a great idea. My friend rang me from Tremor and said it was on, and I think they're great ideas and there should be more of them, because you can swap, you get rid of things at home and you're recycling all the time. Yeah, so it's a great idea. Keep it up.
We brought some books and some hangers, because some of the charity shops won't take the plastic hangers, so hopefully someone can get used from them.
And did you pick up anything?
So far I picked up this cute little dragon incense holder. I think that's pretty cool because I collect dragons and stuff, so I thought this was a really cool thing to find. I didn't expect to find it here, so... We got a CD and a couple of DVDs and an audiobook, which I've never seen before in a kind of physical format. It's kind of like, an MP3 player looking like thing, and then you listen to the audiobook on that. So that looks cool, so I'm interested in that.
This is the first one of these that we've done before. I know the library has had clothes swaps before, but this is the first kind of big general swap, so we weren't sure what was going to happen. But yeah, big queue outside the door, loads of people asking us, when is it going to happen again? I love this, I want it to come again, from loads of different people. So it's been really good to see and really good to hear. So yeah.
And in terms of working with the library, it seems to be a perfect match.
Oh, it's a perfect match. I could not be happier with the library. The library staff, the heads of all the different libraries, the people that they've just been so helpful, so good to us. We couldn't have done it without them.
In terms of the work you've been doing all these years, are you hopeful?
Yes, I am hopeful. I think if I wasn't hopeful, I wouldn't be able to do my job. I wouldn't be able to do that. And I think, you know, there's a lot of negative things out there, and I think it can be really disheartening, and it can be really easy to fall into the negative space. But people are basically good. People want to help. People want to do good things. If you give them the opportunity, they will always choose that, and that gives me hope. People give me hope. Seeing the things that are done around the world, the inventions that are made on big scale, what we can do, yeah, I am hopeful. We just need to get everybody behind us.
That's Sarah Keane from SLI, ending this week's Hours to Protect. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.